Lloyd Scott is on a mission. Bit by bit, over the last 11 days, he's been walking a marathon underwater in Scotland. He's following a ledge in the waters of Loch Ness for 26.2 miles. He's supplied with air from boats on the surface. Mr. Scott had leukemia as a child, and he's undertaking his underwater adventure for the charity Children with Leukemia. He expects to complete his marathon tomorrow. Today he was taking a break at a hotel in Drumnadrochit, Scotland, and he described for us the 190-pound antique diving suit he's been wearing.
The dive suit actually dates back to probably the early 1940s. There's a big copper helmet with a window front and left and right. I then have two lead weights attached around the collar. That's sort of held in place by a sort of jock strap. I then have a diver's belt and knife. And then the boots, they're lead boots, which weigh about 25 pounds each. The suit itself is just a canvas material that's woven so tightly it's actually waterproof.
Now, how deep underwater are you in your dives?
Okay, I can't go any further down than 30 feet. For the amount of time that I spend in the water, and I've been in over 4 hours on some of the dives, any deeper than 30 feet, I run into problems with decompression.
Mm.
So, you know, I've been told not to go deeper than that.
And how much ground underneath Loch Ness are you able to cover in that time?
A lot depends on the surface underfoot. And also on the currents. There's winds as well, and if you have to actually work against prevailing winds, it does make things a lot difficult. We've tried to cover about 3 miles each particular day.
And you're in the home stretch?
We're in the home stretch. We've got pretty much the 26 miles done. We've just got almost a ceremonial 385 yards tomorrow.
Mr. Scott, what's it like down there? Are you able to see much?
It's very, very intimidating. The loch is huge and very, very deep. It's over 750 feet deep.
Hmm. I understand you had a bit of a scare a few days ago.
That's right. I was crawling along. It was very, very silty, and I had almost nil visibility. And I lost the line that I was actually crawling along and did actually tumble over a ledge. And I went down about 15, 20 feet before my airline and safety line sort of brought me to a jolt, which hurt my shoulder. I then tried to negotiate my way back up, but the sides were just so steep. I was met by just a wall of mud and stone. And in the end, the only option I had was to sort of gently inflate my suit and then gradually rise back up to the surface of the loch.
And you're feeling okay?
Yeah. I mean, the shoulder has been quite sore. Getting into the suit and out of the suit is the most painful because I have to try and squeeze my fairly considerable bulk through a very, very narrow neck.
Mr. Scott, Loch Ness has such a powerful tug on our imagination. I have to ask you if you've had any company down there.
Well, in the whole time that I've been under the loch, I've only seen two fish. Now, I'm working on a reason there. There's either not many fish in a loch or something's been eating them all. I did have a little bit of a scare. I was walking along and my left foot got caught, and I had to call for the rescue diver to come down. But instead of finding a monster, he found that I'd actually put my foot through an oil drum. So not the romantic encounter that we were hoping for.
Not exactly. Well, Mr. Scott, best of luck with the last little bit of your marathon.
Thank you very much.
Lloyd Scott is walking a marathon beneath the surface of Loch Ness in Scotland wearing a 190-pound diving suit. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.